This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The San Francisco 49ers announced their latest corporate partnership today. It's a biggie, $220 million over the next 20 years from Levi Strauss, the Blue Jeans people. In return, starting in the 2014 season, the Niners will be playing at the brand new Levi's Stadium. One is obliged to ask, though, and apologies in advance, whether this deal is a good fit. Deborah Kay is a partner at the consulting firm Lucule. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So I'll be honest with you, I wasn't expecting Levi's and the 49er Stadium, although there is a certain historic charm, what with the gold rush and all. I was expecting, like, you know, Google or one of those high-tech companies out in Silicon Valley, right?
Well, I think most companies realize today that putting your name on a stadium doesn't get you much value for it.
So then why is Levi spending $220-some-odd million over 20 years?
Well, I think what they're thinking is that, you know, their brand's lost a little bit of its luster. Silicon Valley's a center of innovation and some really cool folk. And it's the center where a lot of people wear a lot of jeans. So if I get a lot of cool folk really wearing a lot of my jeans who are, you know, getting on a lot of airplanes and stuff like that, maybe I can get some cultural mojo going for my jeans.
Yeah, mojo, right? But here's the thing. I mean, history is littered with examples of naming rights deals gone bad. I only need to mention the Enron Stadium, wherever the heck that was, down in Texas. And, you know, we had the Kodak Theater here when Kodak went bust. I mean, come on.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's kind of risky, but I think that what's really happened here is you've got two brands that really come from that area and probably some good government officials who kind of said, come on, guys, we got to put something together here.
This is not a huge financial risk for Levi's. I mean, yes, it's a lot of money, but they made $4.6 billion in revenues last year. So $220 million is not bad. But are they going to get their money's worth, do you think?
If you think about all the times that it's going to be viewed on TV in terms of when they pan on all the TV, you know, on all the games, yes, they'll probably get their money's worth in terms of TV impressions.
Yeah.
But will those TV impressions turn into any sales? Doubtful.
But do they work? I mean, do they do that brand awareness thing? Do they raise the profile as much as you'd think?
You know, and today, just putting your name out there really doesn't work in general.
Yeah.
What people really want is involvement with the brand and engagement with the brand. And so brands are really going to be a lot better if they figure out ways that people can have some sort of creative engagement with the brand.
As you may or may not know, we're working on a thing to rename our conference rooms here at Marketplace. We're running a little thing. And let me just parenthetically say, if you've got ideas, send them to us, letters@marketplace.org, or you can tweet at us.
I think the Kai Suite sounds pretty good. Kai
Suite,
what about you?
I hadn't heard that one. That's not bad. Which, of course, guarantees it will lose. Deborah Kay, she's at Lucule. Deborah, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.